This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Now then. Any of you have AT&T service last week? I don't, but I still felt the effects of the crash, and that should serve as sort of a wake-up call, right? At least for you and the American masses. We got way too much technology that we take for granted that can break at a moment's notice. First cover story for the incident was a solar flare. That didn't stand up. Then there was the accidental human error story, and AT&T was supposedly conducting a normal scheduled upgrade, and the system collapsed. In Europe, where D.C. does not control the media, observers are stating the AT&T outage has all the signs of a cyber attack. So, in other words, they think the system was hacked. Now, whether you choose to believe that or not, it's interesting that within the last 2 weeks, we've been treated to multiple reports where U.S. intelligence services have warned about continuous hacking attempts against our communication grid. Sheriff out of Butler County, Ohio, Richard Jones, he said their communication system is attacked multiple times every day by foreign computers trying to hack it. He made the point of asking people to think about how they act when they lose their mobile phone. Imagine if the whole system went down. There's this article out there called Wargaming the American Apocalypse. We're not in the middle of illegal Mexican migration. We're being invaded by foreigners from well over 140 different countries. And that isn't an accident or a matter of happenstance. It's being overwhelmed deliberately. And in just a few months, major cities have become destabilized to the point of collapse. And they're not here to pick oranges or to mow lawns. They seem completely uninterested in any sort of real job. And even if they want to get jobs, where are those jobs supposed to come from? We don't even know who these guys are. These single military-age males who've arrived from China, North Africa, and the Middle East. We don't know who they are. And the inept and corrupt government admits they have no idea who these men are or where they are in our country. So now it's becoming a matter not if America will be hit by terrorism, but when. And the other question is going to be where. And thanks to the corrupt federal government, that could be any city in America, because your tax dollars have been used to transport illegal invaders from coast to coast. Every country in the United States now, every county, every state is now a border county. Now, the first step you have to take here is you have to accept the fact that this is a very dangerous time. And it's a potentially deadly problem in the United States, and ignoring it is not going to make it go away. And you can sit around and worry about the details if you want, like the fact where, hey, most people don't want to feel bad about their fellow American. Nobody wants to think that bad things are coming and the country you grew up in may disappear forever. And it doesn't matter. We can't dispute the facts. Groceries keep getting expensive. Utilities and the daily cost of living keep going up, but salaries don't keep up. Millennials and Gen Z people have all but completely given up on the idea of home ownership. We have a $34 trillion debt. The government in D.C. is funding two proxy wars, one in Israel, one in Ukraine. Where is that coming from? Who's going to pay it back? Now, after you have accepted that there's a real problem, the next step is to take control of the things that you can take control of. And you have to decide that you won't participate in panic buying. If and when we're hit by a terror attack or several coordinated attacks, the predictable behavior of the masses is going to be to run to the stores and engage in panic buying. And you need to be prepared in such a way that precludes your participation in that panic buying frenzy. So you're going to need self-fulfillment needs, right? You're going to need psychological needs, and you're going to need basic needs. This is called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. What do you generally need to keep yourself and your family from suffering from thirst and hunger? And far too many people in our society view comforts and desires as needs. And you do not need the internet to stay alive and well-fed, but you do need clean water, food, shelter, warmth, and security. Now, looking at your cupboards, can you go a full week without a trip to the grocery store? If you can't, you're way behind the eight ball. 1 month is good, 6 months is better. We have numerous examples in modern history of grocery stores being looted in a matter of hours after a natural disaster. Are you willing to bet your family members' lives on being able to go shopping in the middle of the crisis? Now, security means guns, okay? Or a defensive tool, whichever you want to call it. And we're a long way from the great equalizer of Sam Colt today, but we're not pretty much the same. On October 7, 2023, 1,200 disarmed Israeli citizens were butchered in the most horrific way possible because of their government's gun control policy. From the standpoint of physics, handguns are convenient to carry, but they are notoriously poor fight stoppers. The centerfire rifle and the shotgun are less convenient to tote around, but infinitely more effective as man stoppers than any handgun will ever be, regardless of caliber. One of the major lessons from the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and the lawlessness in New Orleans was that career criminals were not intimidated by men carrying handguns. They see cops carrying handguns every day, all day, and they've all had pistols pointed at them. Many have been shot by handguns and survived. The same isn't true with a rifle. It was men with black rifles arriving in the greater New Orleans area who put a stop to days of out-of-control lawlessness. And your home's defense arsenal should include at least one serious self-loading centerfire rifle. You should view this as a close-in fighting tool, not a distance tool. You shouldn't have to tell that you need your defensive tools and ammunition before a crisis or attack occurs. We have all witnessed or seen news stories about folks attempting to run out and buy guns after the riots have begun. In states run by leftist anti-gun governors and blue cities run by progressive mayors, the first thing that they will do at any sign of trouble is order gun stores to be shut down. You got to get hard mentally. That's easier said than done. But it's something you need to do. The difference between a military mindset and a civilian mindset is the capability of embracing misery. And that's where the fighting mindset comes from. This is where you can deal with problems quickly and efficiently, where you can understand and withstand hardship and struggle. And it doesn't happen overnight, and it takes dedicated time and effort, and it takes commitment. The more you prepare for it now, the less you're going to sweat when the time comes. Training with a weapon is just as much a benefit to the brain as it is to the body. Numerous studies have found that engaging in strenuous activities and forcing yourself to engage in activities you might not want to do increases the size of the hippocampus in the frontal lobe of the brain. The more you train, the healthier and better capable of making a good decision your brain becomes. Training now with a firearm means that you can make mistakes now and figure it out. This is your chance. This is your moment where you can take control of your personal life, store essential supplies, strengthen your mindset, and be prepared for whatever presents itself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. A lot of times we hear from the anti-gunners that we don't need to carry guns because we can call people that do. Call people that are professional at carrying guns. A highly trained taxpayer-funded operator wearing a badge is just a phone call away. Call them. That's what they're there for. That, you know, and the standard response to this is to point out that when seconds count, they will be there in minutes. And if you're lucky, that's the case. But in recent times, we're seeing response times go from minutes to hours in many places. And that's assuming that your 911 call gets answered. And back to the AT&T outage. This goes a long way towards sinking that argument entirely. We get this from the AP. Outage tracker down detector noted that outages which began around 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time peaked at around 73,000 reported incidents. AT&T had more than 58,000 outages around noon Eastern Time in locations including Houston, Atlanta, and Chicago. The carrier is the country's largest with more than 240 million subscribers. By 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the reports on AT&T's network were fewer than 1,000. Cricket Wireless, which is owned by AT&T, had more than 9,000 outages at one point, but the reports had also tailed off later in the afternoon. Users of other carriers, including Verizon, which I go with, and T-Mobile, also reported issues, but those companies said their networks were operating normally, and the problems were likely stemming from customers trying to connect to AT&T users. Now, once again, according to the official story, it was a technical mistake of some kind, which is not very technical of an answer to be given, but, you know. So it only takes a few or even one person making a fat-fingered mistake for the system to come crashing down for hours. That's if that's true. For some phones, it was still impossible to route 911 calls through other carriers' networks. For others, that option didn't seem to work. 911 is a luxury, and you can't take it for granted. And even if all people could get through this week's relatively minor inconvenience should serve as a wake-up call for you right this very minute. Other carriers' networks might not stay up next time, and more widespread outages are still very much possible in the future. A small screw-up can take a network down and people make mistakes, so this kind of non-malicious routine outage is something we will see again. We might see it a lot, so we get used to it. That should be bothersome to you. Because right now, the global tensions are ratcheting up. There's also the possibility of more malicious activity like cyber attacks. The zero-day attacks that exploit system vulnerabilities are, by definition, unknown to security researchers and the network security personnel. They can do their best to keep their systems hard to hack and still get caught with their pants down. The worst kind of attacks are doubtless being saved for a rainy day, as they often can't be used more than once before the holes get patched. A related kind of attack is jamming. Various media outlets have reported on Mexican drug cartels using jammers against people they intend to attack, so it probably won't be long before we start seeing criminals in the U.S. jam a house and their neighbors before a break-in. That means the signal's still working, but you're not going to be able to get out with it anyway because we're targeting you now. This would not only keep people from calling for help, but it would also disable many security systems. Now, initially, like I said, the initial thing that we heard about were solar flares, and that, you know, that wasn't to blame. They were not the right kind or intensity, but such solar storms affect northern latitudes more. If space weather was bad enough to affect AT&T in the United States, Canada would not have been talking to anybody. Now, that doesn't mean that space weather can't cause us problems in the future. Something like the 1859 Carrington event were to happen today, we'd lose nearly all communications infrastructure, probably for hours and maybe months, depending on how prepared communications providers are. And something as dumb as a misguided backhoe operator can cause local outages. All it takes is for the wrong bit of copper or fiber optics to be cut for many people to lose phone and internet connectivity. So there's lots of ways these services can go down, and they aren't all due to black swan events. So you should be prepared for long outages. Instead of depending on government and major corporations for your safety, we should all be prepared for outages that last days or more. And the obvious thing that you can do is to be prepared to defend yourself without help from the police. And the only reasonable way to do that is with a firearm, because you don't know whether the attacker will be bigger and stronger than you, have their own weapons, or come in too great a number for someone with a baseball bat and pepper spray to fight off. There's also more to think about, like backup systems like a landline phone. or amateur radio or mesh networking devices like Meshtastic. For internet, Starlink is a viable option, but you also want to keep at least a 3-day supply of food and water on hand, basic medical supplies, and anything else you might need in a bad situation. But one thing you don't want to hear again is that you should be relying on the government to come in an emergency, because it's always possible we might not be able to get a hold of them. You need to be prepared to go it alone. And that means a little bit more attention to detail, right? It's not that bad, though. It's not that bad to think about it. I mean, so you got to carry, what, 3 MREs and some water in your vehicle. That's one thing you want to have. You're going to want to have a weapon, a serious weapon, right? A long gun with you. You're going to want to have some ammo to go with it. That's paramount. And you're going to need, some trauma care and some other things just in case. Just in case. And all those things going along with each other will be worth it. I mean, I'm getting ready to pack a bag right now for just this thing. I'm going to try to fit into a backpack a broken down AR-15 pistol configuration, a chest rig, a battle belt, and I don't know what else. Probably not much else. The battle belt and the chest rig will already have ammo in place and a few other things in place. But beyond that, I don't know what else we're going to be looking at. Then I will have a bag, a separate bag with trauma care stuff in it. And I will have 2 handguns and a long gun. Maybe 3 handguns. So... And that's just for a day trip, because I'm going to be further away than an hour from the house. So that's what's up. You need to really be thinking about these things, and it's just part and parcel of all things when it comes to being your own first responder and not relying on the cops and not relying on your mobile phone. You got to be able to rely on yourself. And if you do, if you adopt that mindset, then you're going to, that'll come in. That'll pay its own way. It will. It'll pay its own way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. Thursday, President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of the speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share. Additionally, he'll advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans and combat cancer. Following his victory in the Colorado ballot case at the Supreme Court, former President Trump expressed his desire for President Biden to compete against him in the upcoming election rather than through legal battles. The High Court's unanimous ruling Monday affirmed that states cannot exclude Trump from the ballot. NFL star Jason Kelce announced his retirement from football.
13 seasons in Philadelphia And I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 draft. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. No city in the USA has more police, more laws, more regulations, more ordinances, more restrictions than New York City. None. Nobody. And when public order breaks down in New York City, which it has, despite all those laws and all of those ostensible law enforcers, the rest of us might get the crazy idea that all these suffocating restrictions on personal freedom is not having the desired effect. In fact, it may have the opposite effect. Now, New York City is the classic canary in the coal mine. When they descend into anarchy, which it has due to the flood of law-breaking illegal aliens that have invaded the USA and New York City, then the future of our civilization is in doubt. Predictable advice that's smugly proffered by personal protection experts who say that all we need to do is be aware of our surroundings and their safety in numbers and in well-lighted places currently rings hollow in New York City. Naively saying to yourself that this is a safe place represents poor strategy as well as foolish self-deception as countless crime victims have unhappily discovered. Drama on the streets of New York City is not like drama on the stage. And the theater of reality, sticking around to watch the show, also represents a very poor strategy. The expectation that security guards are anything more than window dressing is equally foolish. Symbolic barriers are just that and nothing more. So only fools trust their lives and personal safety to the security that others are supposed to provide. In the end, New York City's leftist politicians don't know the way. Never will. To them, the familiar more power for them and less freedom for us mantra is the only direction they know or nor will ever know. And the rest of us know or should know they'll never change, and we thus are on our own. All political movements, in a hopeless attempt to perpetuate themselves, unavoidably become reactionary and despotic, said Marshall Tito. Let's shift a little bit. I know a couple of people that have been on the NRA board, and I know a couple of people that are on the NRA board. And the people that have been on the NRA board left because of the hard dose of reality that was coming their way. The ones that are still sitting on it, for some reason, they seem to think that everything's going to be okay. And I don't know where they're getting that from. I do not know where they're getting that from. Now, for all of her moxie that you might think she has, Letitia James is a very hateful individual, but she has done something here that nobody else was ever allowed to see. This is something she did inadvertently. And it may be what is necessary, unfortunately, to reset the NRA, because the NRA could not write itself. The NRA reminds me of a symbol of the country. It could not write itself in the way it was running, and it was not going to write itself unless something forced it to write itself. Now, this suit, this case, they wanted to show how it used NRA, how they used donations from gun owners across the country to pay for luxuries and exotic travel for their executives. So we start with the face of it all, right? Wayne LaPierre. Supposedly the face of resistance to regulations on firearms. He argued for untrammeled Second Amendment rights and the self-reliance afforded by firepower. But behind the scenes, apparently he had a taste for the good life, spending the group's money on luxuries like bohemian vacations. But that was not the most lavish or outlandish expenditure. Here's some stuff that's listed, and I believe this is lifted straight off of legal text. So I'm not going to put it out there and say this is New York Times being New York Times. Between 2004 and 2017, he spent nearly $275,000 on suits from Beverly Hills boutique Zegna. I believe it's Ermenegildo Zegna. And he bought them on the recommendation of an NRA contractor who hated my clothing, he said. And he's argued the suits were just costumes I wore on TV, albeit extremely expensive and tailored ones. Now, the money he misspent came out to the tune of about $5.5 million. And he has paid back $1.5 million, so he only owes $4 million now. What's that? You know, well, that's just a little bit, right? He had apparently a taste for Italian food, and he said, he testified he didn't drink and didn't smoke, but he knew how to pay the tab. Over 15 days of June 2016, the NRA spent $5,400 at Landini Brothers Restaurant, commonly referred to as Landini's by the defendants, an Italian restaurant in Alexandria, Virginia. And despite this, LaPierre claimed he'd hated that cigar bar. He spent nearly $250,000 on flights around the world, including Italy, Budapest, Hungary, the Bahamas, and the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. His NRA paid vacations also sounded lush. He spent $107,620 for a vacation to the Bahamas in 2016, where he stayed on a super yacht that had a personal chef and personal watercraft. He was also generous when he was given a gift. He billed the organization for a number of pricey gifts, including a $1,260 handbag and $860 in candlesticks from Bergdorf Goodman. He spent $400 on Fitbits for friends and family. And he spent $810 on mosquito control for around his house because his security staff was getting eaten alive. Oh, man. That's what we know at the moment. That's what we know at the moment. Now, I myself would like to see them come back. They're going to have to change, though. I don't want to see them come back as what they were. You shouldn't want to see them come back as what they were. So, as we sit here and we talk about all this stuff and all these other things, I never had a dog in the fight to see them go down. I know some people just absolutely hate them. And for those that absolutely hate them, I never understood that because they were in the business of being in business, and they made gun rights look lucrative. Of course, it was all based on a lie. That's that's a simple given fact now. But having said all these things, I would like to see the board of directors get whittled down, and then I'd like to see it run very strict oversight over the leadership of the NRA. And if we get that, then things will have worked out the way we want them to work out. Otherwise, if they don't, then the problem is a little more pronounced. A little more pronounced. So we got to hope that this gets figured out and put in the right direction. And let's move on. But I don't know that that will be the case. We'll see. In any event, we've seen more about what they do than ever before. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. When you're training for self-defense, you got to be ready for a lot of different things. Now, most of us are not, as an example, we're not bodybuilders, we're not powerlifters, we're not MMA fighters or anything else. So as far as somebody getting past us, getting, you know, overpowering us or something, that's something we have to take into consideration. So, my guy, John Farnham, he was consulting with somebody. And here's a quote for you. Knowledge defeats fear. Preparation defeats failure. Discipline defeats panic. And what we're talking about here are bad outcomes. Now, in a recent case that he consulted, in a court case, a householder answered his front doorbell one afternoon. The person he knew slightly was at his door and wanted to come in. So the householder opened the door and the person at the entry, who was very upset about something, pushed past the homeowner aggressively and entered the home. Now, they started to argue immediately, and the homeowner insisted that his guest leave immediately, and the guest did not want to go, so a full physical altercation began. The homeowner retreated to a bedroom and recovered a revolver loaded with a 357 Magnum hardball. He confronted the invader, who had not followed him into the bedroom at gunpoint, and he shouted for the invader to leave. But, you know, not necessarily invader by this point. Maybe he was more of a burglar. As the confrontation continued, the homeowner manually cocked the hammer of his revolver. As you would presume, a few seconds later, the revolver fired. And a single round struck the invader in the abdomen, passing through and through. The invader ran out of the house, got to his car, and called the police. The invader's single bullet wound was not fatal. The homeowner was uninjured and admitted to police that his single shot that struck the burglary suspect was unintentional. So they arrested the homeowner, and the local prosecutor, a Soros-installed anti-gun woke leftist, subsequently charged him with attempted murder. The burglary suspect himself has not been arrested nor charged so far. The case is currently active. So what do we take away from this? Important self-defense lessons? What do we get out of this, you know? Number one, when you own a gun for serious purposes, you'd better expose yourself to competent training, not just in how to operate it, but also how to interact with our criminal justice system. Now, the homeowner had no lethal force training, had no idea what he was doing, and is now experiencing dire consequences. Now, he could have joined something like the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. That would have been quite helpful and illustrative for him. Number two, be careful when you answer the door. Have a good heavy lock on all perimeter doors and keep all doors locked. Do not open or even unlock your door until you're confident this person does not represent a threat. If you got one of those ring systems like I have, use that to talk with the person at your door before the door is ever unlocked. Door-to-door salesmen, religious advocates, solicitors of any kind, people claiming to be doing surveys, anyone you are not expecting need to be politely and remotely dismissed and invited to be on their way, all with your door never being opened. Never unlock and open your door for people whose motives you are suspicious of. When someone refuses to leave, call police, but never unlock your door and confront them directly. When there's more than one person at your door, be particularly cautious. When someone enters your home and then refuses to leave, you're going to have a terrible time getting him, them out, as you can see. And that's a particularly thorny issue which involves estranged friends or family members like an ex-wife or a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a business partner. When anyone in this category wants to meet you, arrange a meeting when you choose to meet with them at all at a neutral place like a local restaurant. Never invite them to your home. Number three, this one is critical. Be the first to the phone. In any deadly force episode, be the first one to call the police. Who gets to the phone first will invariably be considered the complainant plaintiff by arriving officers. And be careful what you say to police. You have to know what to say and what not to say. And either way, it's all recorded. And the homeowner in this case voluntarily told police the single shot he launched at the suspect was accidental. Now, here's the tricky part, because it's all in the details, right? Had the exact same shot at the exact same moment been intentional, this homeowner would probably have had a strong case for legitimate self-defense and thus may not have even been charged. But the contention of self-defense is the only available to you in an intentional shooting. In an accidental shooting, the argument for self-defense will not be allowed, as this particular homeowner is learning at this particular moment. So at this point, the homeowner's attorney is mostly in damage control. Number five, select serious ammunition carefully. The single hardball, full metal jacket bullet, as in this case, went through and through the suspect as noted, but then went on to penetrate several walls. And there was nobody aside from the suspect that was injured. Serious defensive ammo is designed to stay within the body cavity and not exit. Number six, sloppy, stupid gun handling is never considered understandable under the circumstances. So don't expect any sympathy and or tolerance at that moment. You're not going to get any. As far as the court is concerned, when you don't know how to run a gun, you shouldn't own one. Very simple fact. Now, you're in a different system now. You're in a different... and a different dynamic. So there are no secrets to success. Success is a result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. And for me and you, we get a chance here to learn from this person's failure. And we should be. We should be learning from this person's failure. Breaking it down, first mistake is coming in and letting him in the house in the first place. I don't know if he had a ring doorbell or not. I don't know if he knew how well he knew this person, why he made the decision to let him in. All of those things, none of them relevant now because it's happened. It's a done deal. But by the same token, why did he let him in? Was he afraid? Remember, knowledge defeats fear. Then, because the guy got into his house, and because the guy was visibly agitated, dude had to go get a gun. Now, at this point, we're really getting into moments where you would think to yourself, this could be one of those things where somebody's going to read this a certain way. And reading the room is going to be important. So when this guy, made it in the house, and he let him in the house with him very upset about something. So my first thought would be that he knew him well. But I could have been wrong. Because, you know, like I said, this is ongoing and I don't know. When he came out with the weapon and confronted the guy, and the guy wasn't leaving and he manually cocked the gun, he probably should have purposely shot him based upon the available data at the moment. But we don't know all the details to it, only what I've just talked about, because that's, you know, everything I'm seeing is in a report, in a print report. But I myself am much more happy with a semi-automatic gun at any given time, because it's always got a round in the chamber and I know to keep my finger off the trigger until I'm ready to shoot it. That's the beauty of it all. We have hour number three coming up next. It's going to be Dean Weingarten from Animal House, from Amoland.com, and we're going to see what his latest and greatest is, because with well over 2,400 articles of the type that he writes at Amoland, the biggest website of its type on the planet, well, you can only imagine what's coming. You can only, like I said, I have no idea. No idea what's coming, but we're about to find out. That's coming up next, Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.